Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is MVPinsure.us. Again, that's MVPinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that. Our email address is MVPinsAgency@gmail.com. Again, that's MVPinsAgency@gmail.com. Well, where I live, I don't know where you live. Halloween 2021 should hopefully be better than 2020. With more communities participating in the holiday and safely offering events for young ones to enjoy. Tomorrow afternoon, downtown Zeeland here, we are having a trick-or-treat for the businesses between 3 and 5 p.m. right here in downtown Zeeland. Many of the businesses are participating. The only caveat is you have to hand out candy outside. So you have to be sitting outside your doors. They can't come into your business. It's all got to be taken care of outside. We were going to participate, but with me being the only person in the office, I've got to be here to answer phones and answer emails, unfortunately. The way it worked a couple years ago was great. We basically had a horseshoe shape here in the building. People would be able to come in through my office, get a piece of candy. I could look at their costume. They would go down the hallway, circle back around to the office next door, get some candy. The people over there could look at the costumes, and then funnel them right outside the front doors again. But with it, unfortunately, there is rain in the forecast for tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow afternoon is going to look like, but they are talking about there's going to be showers tonight and showers at least until noon tomorrow. And then again, I'm the only one in the office, unfortunately. So I'll probably sit up front and watch the kids go by. I always enjoy watching the kids in their Halloween costumes, seeing what they chose each year. But unfortunately, our agency is not going to be able to participate since it has to take place outdoors. Like I said, if they could come into our office, that's great because I'm right near a computer, right near my phone, and I could quickly take care of what I need to take care of without distracting from kids being able to get a piece of candy as they go through. With that said, there are tons of churches in the area here that are having trunk or treats. A few of them actually had them last weekend ahead of the holiday. A lot of them are having them on Friday night. The majority of them are having them on Saturday because Saturday is going to be the official, at least for the Holland Zeeland area, I believe. The official trick-or-treating is going to be Saturday night on October 30th. With Halloween falling on a Sunday, they decided doing it on a Saturday night is a lot better than doing it on a Sunday because we are still in a quote-unquote religious bedroom community. A lot of Reformed churches around here, so Sundays are Sabbath days for the most part. And for kids to go trick-or-treating on Saturdays, it's still kind of a quote-unquote taboo around here. So they're going to do it on Saturday night. Now with that, 2021, with things opening up a little bit more, communities allowing trick-or-treating. I know last year with COVID that there are a lot of communities that just said, we're not doing trick-or-treating. We don't want to expose any children or parents to any potential COVID issues. So we're not doing it. But this year, at least in my area, a lot of churches and community groups are doing it. And then a lot of the houses here have decided they're going to do trick-or-treating from house to house. So I did find an article from the FDA, from the Food and Drug Administration, with tips to help keep your kids safe during the holidays, and I thought I'd share with you a few of the tips. Again, I wanted you to go to our website and go to our blog post. Go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through, and it'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening this week, it will have our blog for today. If you're listening later on, that's easy enough. Upper right-hand corner, just type in the archive search bar, Halloween Safety Tips 2021, and I'll bring you to this link because I'm a little bit later in the podcast, I'll tell you why. All right, so I'm just going to share a few of these tips because I want you to go to the FDA's website and read their entire article. A lot of interesting stuff. First one is observe safe practices, of course. Remembering the COVID-19 protocols when possible, including covering your nose and mouth with a mask, social distancing, and washing of hands using hand sanitizer when applicable. Okay. Of course, you know, you're going to have a ton of kids come through. I'm hoping that as people are handing out candy, they decide that they're going to be wearing a mask because you're getting that exposure of household after household after household coming to your front door. It's always good to have that additional protection, just to keep you safe, to keep the kids safe. If the kids can tolerate it wearing a mask, by all means, go ahead. But do right, what's right for your family. But I just ask that you guys follow the FDA's guidelines and remember those COVID-19 protocols. Hand sanitizer, definitely a must, especially you know, after going to a couple of houses, totally recommend using hand sanitizer just to keep your hands clean. So the next tip I have for you is check your costume. Masks can often obscure your vision. Wear makeup and hats when possible. You know, or alter the mask. I mean, cut the eye holes a little bit bigger. You know, if you've got to do that, you've got to do that. I'm looking at a mask right now that I got at a comic book museum. It's a replica of the Thor mask from Ben Cooper, the costume manufacturer of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it is a replica of the Vacuform mask that you would have gotten with a vinyl costume, you know, a little vinyl jumpsuit costume to put on. Unfortunately, there's no little jumpsuit costume. It's just a mask itself made from the original mold, so that's really cool. And the box is like the old Ben Cooper mask box that maybe you as a Gen Xer or maybe you as a little bit older in the 60s would remember. But looking at the eye holes on the Thor mask, yeah, they're a bit tiny. And I could see wearing that mask could be very difficult to see around you. So for a mask like that, I'd probably take a X-Acto knife and cut the eye holes a little bit bigger. I'm not going to cut this one up because I love this mask and it holds a lot of memories for me. Getting a Ben Cooper costume or a College Bowl costume every year at Meijer, as I remember back in the day. But definitely, if you're able to alter the mask to open the eye holes up a little bit more, maybe open up the mouth hole a little bit more, just to help protect your child. If at all possible with your costume, try to just get away with, you know, using makeup and hats to put your costume together. Wearing a hat and makeup, obviously, you're going to be able to see better. You're going to be able to breathe better. But definitely keep that in mind when you do that. Also, check the fit of your costume to make sure that, number one, you have freedom of movement, and number two, that you won't trip. You know, if you've got a princess costume or a queen costume or a witch's costume, you know, with a long flowing gown, make sure that you're not going to trip on the gown. If you're wearing another type of costume, just make sure that you have freedom of movement, with that costume. And of course you need to adjust it as needed. Wear comfortable shoes and bring a jacket or sweater in case of cold weather. For the kids tomorrow afternoon, I would suggest bring a rain jacket. Because like I said, it's supposed to rain here overnight and into the morning. And I think it's supposed to rain in the afternoon too. So definitely keep an eye on the weather before you go out trick-or-treating. Next tip I have for you is be seen and be safe. Wear bright costumes. If you don't have a bright costume, like if you're a ninja or you're a witch, then go out and buy some reflective tape to put on the costume. You know, you can get rolls of reflective tape at like Home Depot or Meijer or Fred Meijer, HEB, you know, those types of places. They should Target, I would imagine, Michaels, Joanne Fabrics, they should all have some sort of a reflective tape that you could purchase. And just put strips on the back of your costume, you know, on the front of your costume. Shouldn't really take away too much from the look of the costume, but they're there to help keep you safe, to keep you visible, you know, with cars and everything like that. So just better to make you visible than to be hit by a vehicle. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Don't forget to bring glow sticks or a flashlight to help light your way, as well as make yourself more visible. You know, cracks in the sidewalk, you know, you may miss a curb. By having a glow stick or flashlight will help light your path as you go from house to house. Last tip I have for you is nibblers beware. Eat a snack before going out to prevent the urge to nibble on treats while out trick-or-treating. I know it's a big temptation. You get this bag full of chocolate and sugar, and you just want to dig in. Just eat dinner first, grab a snack before you go out. That way you won't be tempted to reach into your bag and start chowing away. Now, parents, you should be inspecting the candy at home before you allow your children to indulge. And especially if you're in a state that has recreational marijuana, you really need to be careful. I've seen news reports, and I'm sure you have too, of kids inadvertently grabbing mommy or daddy's gummies, thinking that it's candy, and taking it to school. I'm thinking, just to be on the safe side around here, you know, again, an adult may inadvertently grab a bag of gummies, recreational gummies, and it may slip into a bag. So definitely have mom or dad take a look at all your candy. Make sure that everything is still factory sealed. Anything that looks odd or hinky, throw it away. Don't even open it. Don't even say, oh, you know, let's just open a little bit. No. If it's not factory sealed and if it doesn't look right, throw it away. Better to be safe than sorry. Okay. But yeah, definitely look at that. And like I said, you know, I'm just thinking about, not saying that somebody would do it intentionally, but I could see a scenario. And like I said, there are news articles all over you can read about where little Johnny or little Susie needed a snack for school and got into mommy or daddy's cabinet and grabbed a bag of their recreational candies and took them to school. So it could happen. It could very well happen. So it's better to be safe than sorry. Let mommy and daddy take a look at your candy before you dig in. Now, I want you to go to our website, that's mvpinsure.us, and read the full article from the FDA with more tips on keeping kids safe. And they talk about colored contact lenses. That's the big thing nowadays is to do the colored contacts with the different designs and stuff in the contacts that you can wear. They've got warnings on there on what to do and what to look for when it comes to stuff like that. So be sure to check that out. Again, you go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through, it'll bring you to the blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, just go up to the search bar, type in Halloween Safety Tips 2021, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. Now, lastly, I want you to go to this blog post because I posted, I found on YouTube, there is a Halloween safety video, film from 1977 that I was able to find. I remember watching similar video or similar films in school, the 16 millimeter films that the teacher would get the projector out and set it all up. It's a PSA, Halloween safety. I think it's from California, I believe. But you may laugh at it, just because of the pure nostalgia factor of it. But you know what? There are still a lot of good tips in here that you can use today. And it does talk about the masks. It has a little girl wearing a witch mask, and they go through and explain what's wrong with this little girl wearing this witch's mask. So you may laugh at it because it's from 1977, but believe me, there are a lot of tips on here that is going to help keep your kids safe on Halloween. So again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog. If you're listening later on and you still want to see that video, just go up to the search bar, type in Halloween safety tips 2021, and it'll bring you to the blog post. And I've got that embedded on the blog post for today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you and your little ghosts and goblins and witches and princesses and ninjas and monsters all have a wonderful, haunted, happy Halloween. Take care.